So we're going to go briefly to the word that was read this morning by Reverend Kimbrough. And we'll do a few things afterwards. We'll fellowship, love each other, and go on home and thank God for being God of our lives. Yes, this is different. But I give God all the glory. And whenever he say move, I move. Because I said yes so long ago. So if it looks strange to someone else, I'm just sorry. God is good all the time. And God... Amen. So let's just go briefly to the gospel according to John chapter 12, starting with verse 12. And if you're able, please stand all over the sanctuary, if you're able. We thank Reverend Kimbrough for reading this earlier with power. But this is Palm Sunday. We want to honor the fact that as believers, we recognize what Jesus did and what Jesus has done. And it reads this way in the NIV Bible. Please follow along with me, please. Chapter 12 of John, starting with verse 12. And it reads this way. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it. As it is written, "Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming. Your king is coming. Your king is coming." Seated on a donkey's coat. Amen. You may be seated. Holy Spirit, please lead and guide me for what needs to be done in this place this morning. I had a plan, but God's plan always overrides anything that I may even think or do. God is giving us a message this morning, and I'm going to try my best to summarize it. And I'm going to try my best to just hold my mule and stay calm. Because the Spirit of the living God is just shifting and moving in this place. So God said to our church this morning, he's given us this message entitled, "A Purpose-Driven Praise." A purpose-given praise. A purpose-given praise. Hallelujah, Lord God. So as I started this process, and I started it earlier in the week and worked last night on what God would say to our church. So as I started this process preparing for our Palm Sunday message, God gave me these words, a purpose-driven praise. A purpose-given praise. And I said, "God, but my mind went to the events of this week." I said, "God, you're saying praise, and God, you see, this mind, you know how the mind is. God, my mind went to the fatal shooting of Stephon Clark, age 22. An unarmed African-American man shot by police in his backyard in California. But God, you're saying a purpose-given praise. But God, I keep hearing this in my spirit, another school shooting, this time in St. Mary's County, a 16-year-old shot and killed by a fellow student. And then he was shot and killed by the resource officer on duty at the school. But God, you're saying a purpose-given praise. Then it came to my mind, for 19 days, exploding packages terrorized and killed residents of Austin, Texas. And the police kept searching for this elusive bomber. But God, you said praise. And yesterday I watched with tears as the young people were marching all in the cities of all over America, chanting, enough is enough. We want to be safe in our schools. And we will not stop marching and appealing until change come about. And I watched these young people, and I was so proud of how articulate they were, but I looked at why they were marching. They're afraid in their schools. They're being shot down. But I said, God, you say a purpose-given praise. Because I know personally the pain of gun violence here. As many of you all know, I lost my only child to gun violence. But God, you said a purpose-given praise. You said a purpose-given praise, God, with all the darkness in our world. God, with all the sin in our world. With all the division in our churches and our families. God, you say, tell the people about a purpose-given praise. But without going through a lot, God is saying to the church, I am still God. I am still sovereign. I am still your provider, and I'm still your way maker. I want you to praise me because the word says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. God is saying to the church, I am not surprised about what is going on. I am still on my throne. But I require something of my people. Holy Spirit, help me. Let me just share this with you. I've been reading this book for the last 3 weeks. The Spirit of the Disciplines. With a subtitle of Understanding How God Changes Lives. And this author, Dillard, I think it's Willis Dallas, that's his name, Holy Spirit. But his purpose for writing the book was this. He talked about the darkness in the world. He even talked about the darkness in the church. And his conclusion was that it is a spiritual problem. What is happening here on earth is a spiritual problem. Because God's people have moved so far from God and his purpose for us that we are living in times of darkness. This author states that the church is not faithful to its own message. That we talk one way, but we live another way. And then you're wondering why there's so much darkness in the world. He said, my people are not shining. But I need God for me to understand this title. A purpose-given praise. So I did a lot of research, and I'm not going to even go there today. But I'm going to shift to what the crowd was doing that day. On that Palm Sunday, they said that this was after the next day after Mary had anointed Jesus' feet with the expensive perfume, and she had wiped them with her hair. The next day was the last week of the Savior's physical appearance here on earth. his last week, you all, he knew he was going to die. So he got on this donkey and he rode into Jerusalem. We're told that the crowd heard that Jesus was coming. So they got all excited and they got ready to meet Jesus. So Jesus came riding on the donkey. The people came out. They said it was multitudes. Holy Spirit, help me. Some Bibles say and commentaries say it was 2.7 million people waving palms that day. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. See, these people were under the oppression of the Romans. And yeah, it was darkness in their time, but they saw Jesus coming. They waved their palms because they say when you wave palms, it's an indication of victory. If you read the scripture, they say that they put their coats down the path. They were rolling out the red carpet for Jesus. Come on, Holy Spirit. And if you read a little further and do some studying, the Bible will tell you that when a king was coming, if he was going to fight the battle man's way, he would be on a horse. But if he was coming in peace, he would be on a donkey. Holy Spirit, help me preach this thing. So Jesus represented the peace that he was bringing to earth. But the people were waving and they misunderstood. They thought he was coming to knock out their enemies and get rid of the Romans. But he was coming to bring peace on earth, people of God. He was coming for our salvation, people of God. He was coming for us to be delivered so we didn't have to be living in brokenness and just down and out. Jesus was coming for us. So now I believe I understand what God was saying. I need my people to understand what Jesus has done. I need them to give me a purpose-driven praise. See, you need to know why you're praising. Some people get up in church and begin to praise because others are praising. God has said, I want you to give me a purpose-driven praise. Yes. Yes. So when you praise, know why you're praising. We don't want to be like the people in the text this morning. We want to praise God because of who he is, for what he's done and what he's going to do for us. So God requires a purpose-driven praise. So Holy Spirit, help me kind of wind up. I'm not going with the paper this morning, God. This is Palm Sunday. This is the beginning for us of our resurrection season. So God is saying to the church, come back to me. I have not moved. Even though things in the world look like I'm silent, I'm watching. I need the church to be the church. I need for the church to represent me here on earth. See, I gave my only son that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. It's up to the church to deliver my message. Let us not be like the people in the text. We praise him because Jesus, because victory is in Jesus, you all. We praise him because he's forgiven our sin. We praise him because he came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. Know why you're praising, church, this morning. We praise him because he died that we may have eternal life. We praise because Jesus truly is the Messiah. He is the resurrected Lord. He came to save us. See, he was riding on the donkey. He knew he was riding into his death, but he had a purpose. He had a purpose. So God is saying this morning, church, because we know the truth. Jesus came, hallelujah, God, as King to all people, that we may have a peace with God. Jesus came, and because we know the truth, he came so all people have a peace that can deliver us from all the evils of the enemy. Somebody ought to praise him. See, we know the truth, church. He came as king to rule by love and not by force. He didn't come to knock the Romans out. See, because we know the truth, he came that we may be forgiven of our mess and our sin. Somebody ought to praise him right there. Because we know the truth, we can have a purpose-driven praise, because he came to deliver us from our bondage, from our addictions. Come on, Holy Spirit. From our fear, from our sickness, from our grief, from our depression. He came, you all, for us. So on this Palm Sunday, yeah, we're going to wave some palms a little later. But when you wave, wave with a purpose-driven praise. Yeah, there's darkness in the earth, but God is still God. But he needs his people, Holy Spirit, help me, to abide in him and allow his word to abide in us. He needs us to be the church. It is time for us to stop playing church. See, we are good at that, people of God. We know how to praise. We know how to run. We know how to shout. But God is saying, I want your praise to be with purpose this morning. So we praise him. Come on, somebody. Because he deserves it. Come on. We praise him because he thought we were worth saving. Somebody need to praise him right now. Holy Spirit, help me, Lord God. This is our Palm Sunday, God, and I wrote all that stuff down, but you're saying that is not what the church need to hear this morning. For praisers, because I know who the praisers are. So when we praise God, it shows that we entrust our entire life to him. Praising him means giving God the glory and the honor that he's due. Be purposeful now. Today, now, when we praise after this service, be purposeful with your praise. See, praise turns the focus from our mess to God. So no matter what's going on, God requires our, come on, people of God. And a good word that I can share with you is impossible to praise God and worry at the same time. See, I know that's right. So you try it. When you're going through, you stop praising God. You stop lifting up holy hands. You start singing hymns of praise. You start reading that word. It is impossible to worry and praise our God at the same time. I see. I'm just trying to just teach some stuff, but my spirit is just jumping. Somebody says it's like fire shut up in my bones. Holy Spirit, help me, Lord God. Tell the people I need them to praise with purpose. Come on, Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit of the living God is just moving some stuff now. And God is saying to somebody, see, praise confuses the enemy. It confuses your haters. See, they expect you to be down and out and depressed when you're going through. And with everything going on, people expecting you to say, well, where is God? I know where God is. God is still on his throne, people of God. God hasn't come down. He's still God. Yeah. So during this resurrection season, expect God to be God in your life. Expect God to resurrect some stuff in your life. Don't you let this world stress and craziness affect who you are in God. We're still going to give him a purpose-driven praise, no matter what it looks like, Holy Spirit. We're still going to praise him. Hallelujah. See, I heard somebody sing this one time. They say, have a little talk with Jesus. Yeah, we're going through. The world is going through. Country going through, county going through, families going through. But someone said, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He will hear your faintest cry. And yeah, he will answer by and by. See, while you wait, I tell you this. Hallelujah. What a friend we have in Jesus. Remember that. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. So I'll wait on the Lord, and I will be of good courage because God is still. And he's still able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ever ask or think. He's God. He's still God. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. We're going to wind this up. We're going to get on out of here, Lord. But King David gave us a great example. I want to keep it with the word this morning. King David said this. And he went through some stuff, you all. And he did a lot of sinning. But he was quick to go back to God. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. King David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. That's why I am. And let us exalt his name together. Yeah, it's crazy things going on in the world, but I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but get it in your spirit. I will bless the Lord at all times. Hallelujah, God. And his praises shall always be in my mouth. So why do we praise? Hallelujah. We praise with a purpose praise, a purposeful praise today. Because God so loved the world that he gave his one and only, come people, God, his only son, that who believes in him but shall have. We praise because the Bible says God didn't send Jesus into the world to condemn us, but to save us. Somebody should be praising God right about now. We praise because God demonstrated his own love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We should be praising because Jesus said, I've come so those little sinners could have life and they can have it more abundantly. We praise with purpose because Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believeth in me, though he die, yet he should live. That's a reason to do a purposeful praise, somebody. Come on, God. We praise because Jesus said, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe also in me. Somebody need to praise with purpose this morning. Hallelujah. We praise because Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So yeah, we've been doing praise and worship this morning. Oh yes, we have. But do you know why you praise? Are you praising with purpose? Are you praising with purpose? God, I'm just going to end this because I got so much on this paper that I'll never get to this day. But God wants the church to know. Yes, some things are happening in our world. Many of us do not understand our president. But God wants the church to know I'm still God. What I need for my people to do is get in line with my word and let the church be the church. So this morning, we haven't passed out the palms, but this is a point where we need to just praise God in victory. So I'm going to ask the ushers to bring out the palms. Forget about the order of service, you all. Because this day, we're going to praise with purpose. We're going to cancel out any plans that the enemy has for anyone in this place. We're going to declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are children of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We will walk in victory. We will praise God's name forever and ever. David told us, I will bless the Lord. It looks crazy, but I will. People talk about me, but I will. My finances don't look right, but I will. I hurt sometimes late at night, but I will. I'm grieving now, but I will. I'm sick in my body, but I will. Hallelujah. That's the message for the church. That is the message for the church this morning. I will bless the Lord at all times, and this praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Hallelujah, God. That is the message for the church. You praise with purpose. You praise with purpose. You praise with purpose. We're going to have a purpose-driven praise in this place. It's time for the church to be the church. We shouldn't look like the world, and we shouldn't act like the world. So stand all over the sanctuary as we sing Hosanna. We're going to sing victory. We are victorious people. If you want victory, wave your palm. Praise with purpose this morning.
Let's go.
James are reminding me we didn't do an offering. We didn't do the announcements. We didn't do it, those things on the order of service. But we're going to ask you in faith at this time as we continue to sing Hosanna. If they have put the table to my right, if you have an offering this morning, your tithes or offering. Yes, we need the offerings in order to continue in ministry. Amen. But follow the ushers and we come in victory. We're just going to trust that I don't have to stand up here and beg that you follow the will of God. If you have an offering from the church, if you have an offering from the church, we give because we love God.
Is worthy to be praised.
All right, it's not working. Just come on, give your offering. Come on, keep singing in victory. Come in victory. Wave your palms. Give in obedience. Give because you love God. I know we're doing it different, but God is still God.
For He is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. We have the victory. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me who can for us when we call on that great name. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory.
Oh, victory, say, victory is mine.
Please stand all over the sanctuary. So lift up the offering. Hallelujah. And we're going to sing all things come of thee and acknowledge these gifts came from God, and in his, your obedience and love for him, you've given it back. So all things.
All things.
All things come of thee. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Remain standing for the benediction. I'm really going to let you all go. Amen. I think there is food and fellowship for those that want to stay behind. But I always like to just speak a blessing over the entire church before we depart. But first of all, God, I want to just thank you. We want to thank you, Lord God. You've reminded us, God, that when we praise, we need to praise with purpose. You reminded us this day, God, it's time for the church to be the church and not look like the world. So my blessing for each one of you this day and my prayer is that may the love of God always surround you. May the peace and the joy of Jesus the Christ always, always be with each one of you. And that the power of the Holy Spirit will lead and direct you always to the truth. So be blessed. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray this prayer for you. Let the church say amen.
Let the church say, let the church say amen. Oh, let the church say,
let the church.
Give somebody a holy hug, a word of encouragement in the name of Jesus.